Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Peris. Yeah, I'm a little bit late today. That's because I was simply compiling the wonderful game of cricket we saw yesterday. And I also have two special songs for you on your favorites and mine. And this time the two songs will be two singular songs. But then let me dive into yesterday's game. Look, Sri Lanka looked on top, 120 runs for the loss of 7 wickets. And we were into the 17th over. But I just can't imagine that Charitha Salanka made the biggest mistake by bringing in Vellalage to bowl the final over, and that too against one of the toppest batters in world cricket against spin, Mohammad Nabi. And we all saw what happened to Sri Lanka in the last two overs. They conceded 49 runs. Nevertheless, 169 for the loss of 8 wickets is a fantastic score from an Afghanistan point of view, because they do have the spinners, though, Mistry and Orthodox as well, to get Sri Lanka on the back foot. Zadran was absolutely fantastic. He made 24 but lost his wicket. But then Mohammad Nabi, the star, 60 runs in 22 balls, which included 6 huge sixes and 5 sixes in the last over, bowled by Vellalage, right down, as Charitha Salanka made a mess of his bowling plan. Your answer is as good as mine. I think he has. Mohammad Nabi also executed 3 big boundaries. Rashid Khan shows that blind shots can get him a lot of runs. He made 23. Now come to batting. Sri Lanka needed 170, and I can assure you, I don't think anyone in the world would have given Sri Lanka the slightest chance, because they did have the first hurdle of getting to 101 runs to qualify for the Super Fours. That would have been at the back of their mind. People might say, no, that's not true. But I'll tell you what, I know enough about cricket to tell you that would have been at the back of their mind. But then look at what Kusal Mendes did. What a fantastic 74. And that too unbeaten in 52 deliveries with 10 massive fours. Fantastic. What a great batsmanship. Shows his class. Proved all his critics wrong, that he's here to play cricket. And coming to Mendes, so it's been a Mendes special. 26 runs in 13 deliveries. So Sri Lanka reached the target by 171. And that too with 8 balls to spare. I mean, look at the target, 170. And you get the target with 8 balls to spare after Afghanistan won the toss and decided to bat first. Fantastic effort, Sri Lanka. Credit must be given when credit is due, period. Right, now let's take a look at what's happening over the weekend. Okay, today India will play Oman, and you can expect India to try their bench strength, fair enough. But tomorrow, Sri Lanka have another challenge in the Super Fours, because they play against Bangladesh. We like to wish both teams all the very best. And Sunday, the so-called biggie between India and Pakistan, but one reckons that too will be a one-sided Indian affair. Keep our fingers crossed. Right now, before I wind up, I know it's quite a long pod today, I want to play 2 dedications to Clarence Vijayawardena, because over the week I went to see that movie called Clarence in Rhythm Guitar, and I was just overawed about the composition. So I'm going to play 2 songs for you from that movie. Please listen to it. You'd love it, that's for sure. Happy listening, frankly, this morning to the 2 Clarence Vijayawardena specials, a dedication, I think, to the greatest classical musician that Sri Lanka has ever produced.